Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ken Hall, Chairman of the Board for Missouri River Resources.
How about the regulation side? I believe when I talked to David Williams at one time, a permit took months and months and months, whereas, you know, a private landowner in North Dakota could get one in 2 days, 3 days. Talk to me about the working relationship with permits and regulations and just that sort of...
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of the same questions that young lady had.
And early on, when the leasing happened, you know, 06, 07, like you said, if you're off the reservation and you're a private owner, it took you 4 steps from signing a lease to getting your first royalty check. Okay, now you step on the reservation with all the federal regulations that are in place. 49-step process, because you're dealing, because it's a cumbersome process. You have all these federal agencies that have to be a part of that process, and they have 3 different routing numbers, and it's very complicated. And not everybody understood that, and therefore a donut hole was created when you would drive at night and you could oversee the landscape. There was all these flares outside the reservation, and it was completely dark on the reservation. That there was a donut hole. All the activity was around, but nothing going on. Because of the regulations and because of the cumbersome process, nobody actually knew what that process entailed. But the one, and then of course, we had to try to streamline the whole process. From a land and mineral owner's perspective, which I am as well, we had an association early on where we lobbied and also were advocates on behalf of the land and mineral owner, where we tried to create a one-stop shop. And it's still being developed to this day. A one-stop shop service center, and we believe that could be in Denver, where all tribes can utilize it when it comes to leasing and right-of-ways, to streamline the whole process. And so that's still in the works, and also, but we got a little better at it as far as timelines and trying to become more efficient, back to that word again.
How about opportunity? You mentioned that word earlier. Are you seeing any spin-off businesses start up within the reservation with whether it's a short-haul trucker, long-haul trucker, or maybe just a guy with a pizza shop? I don't know. Are you seeing any sort of entrepreneurship happening?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The opportunities are tremendous. I think before the boom, we probably had a handful of Native American businesses, contractors, you know. Today, I think, I want to say there's well over 250.
Wow.
That have their own business. If it's oil field services, if it's roustabout, if it's trucking, you know. So it's been tremendous opportunity for those folks. And then we created also, when I got in office 3.5 years ago now, what they call community development corporations. They have their own charter, their own mandate from the Tribal Business Council, their own bylaws, board appointed boards, and they work on housing projects. They also work on businesses on like Main Street, like a coffee shop, which is opening, a hair salon, a flower shop. Those type of businesses are opening on Main Street as we speak. So, yes, the spin-offs have been tremendous and have been really an opportune time for if you're an entrepreneur and wanting to get into business. Yes.
Final thoughts. What do you want people to know about the 3 affiliated tribes and what you guys are trying to accomplish?
Well, I think for starters, the state of North Dakota and also the industry have to realize that we're big players when you look at the Bakken. There was an article a few weeks ago that 2/3 of the whole Bakken
is in western North Dakota. That's us.
Mm-hmm. To listen to the full-length interview with Ken Hall, chairman of the board for Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Sat on the stony ground. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty. In the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hey, oh, mama, mama, into the night. Hey, oh, mama, mama, hey, life in a northern town. Hey, oh, mama, mama, into the night. Hey, oh, mama, mama, hey.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.